What's going on, Drinking Boys? Brand new podcast coming right at you. But you know what we got to do first? We got to talk about those things that generate a little revenue for the podcast. First and foremost, we are brought to you by the Patreon. That's right, at patreon.com/MattSlayer. You can get the uncensored versions, the whole video back catalog, ad-free audio, some random musings from yours truly. It's probably about to be a bunch of Japan content because I am leaving for Tokyo tomorrow morning. So come check it out at patreon.com/MattSlayer and, you know, help support the show. And the other thing you can do to help support the show is twofold. Share a social media post. Let people know about the show. Just let people know the show exists. And the other thing, pretty easy too. Go to youtube.com/AndNowWeDrink. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Helps the algorithm. We like the algorithm around here. So do that. Life's good. Let's get on with it, because I have to sleep a little bit before my flight, and I'm doing this last minute, like I do a lot of things. My guest this week is adult performer Adira Allure. This was a fun episode. Just, Adira is a wild, artistic, free spirit. We laugh, we get, just, it was a silly episode, and I need to sleep. You're just gonna have to listen to it. If you were listening to this on day of release, there will be no show next week as I did not get a second episode edited before I left the country. So I will see you guys when I get back from Japan. So sit back, relax, pop a cold one, and enjoy Drinking Buddies. We did a little bit of a pre-interview before we even got on air, but
yes, we did. But for anyone who doesn't know, my name is Adira Allure.
And we have Adira Allure in the house.
Woo woo.
Welcome. She's neglecting her like 20 animals to be here.
Oh, it's only, well, technically, if you add up all my strays that I take care of, it really is about 20. But it's 8 of my own. And then all these stray cats and some raccoons.
And probably a couple dudes who think are strays too.
I stopped taking in stray dudes. But I did have that problem for a while.
These things happen in LA. You just have to set them free.
Yeah, exactly. If you love them, let them go. And then change your locks. No,
right, because they will come back.
They will come back. They always come crawling back.
Like, I'm hungry.
Meow. Literally scratching.
Please feed me. Please.
I know I'm a sucker. I am a sucker.
Aw.
You're just giving those little sad eyes. I'm like, oh.
You heard it, dudes. Just show up hungry, sad eyes. And
I love to feed.
Are you a cook, dude?
Sometimes at certain points in my life, you know, lately I have been cooking more. And I definitely do like to cook for people when I'm in the cooking mode. But if not, then I will definitely just be like a sugar mama of Postmates too. I do love just like order. Feeding people is honestly like a kink of mine. I can't explain it. Like,
what, you want to see people happy? That's,
yeah.
I don't know why that's a weird kink. Everyone needs food.
But it's like a selfish thing. Like, I'm doing it for them, but I'm doing it because I like it.
It makes sense. Like, there's nothing to be ashamed of there. Like, oh no, I want to see someone I care about, like, actually happy. Oh no.
Yeah, that's true.
That makes plenty of sense to me.
Good. I'm glad that makes sense.
But when you cook, what are you making?
Well, like last night, just like basic stuff, you know, I'm not super fancy. At one point in my life I was, but that's really time consuming. These days I don't have that much time. But like last night I made a filet And I just like cooked up some mac and cheese that I bought pre-made that was like a butternut squash mac and cheese, a vegan one. It was really delicious. And then
you did a filet and vegan mac and cheese?
Yeah. Well, just because I'm trying to avoid dairy for my skin.
Ah.
Yeah. But I still love meat. I am an O blood type. So, and then I made myself a sweet potato. And yeah, and then tonight I'm going to make some version of chicken. I don't know what, but I have the chicken. And I was thinking about maybe making it into like a banh mi sandwich and like pickling some cucumber.
Oh, yeah. Real simple stuff.
Oh, well, that's pretty simple. Like pickling cucumbers, like you can do a fast pickle. You know, it's you can do a long overnight pickle or you can do a quick one. And just like put it on with some cilantro and sorry, and mayo. And there you go. And like just make this chicken and add, you know, have leftover chicken for later.
So was this a locally sourced chicken you found on the street in LA?
No, it's one that I just got out of my neighbor's yard.
Right. Just like I it's grass fed. I can tell.
Literally. We do have lots of chickens in my neighborhood, though. I bet I could probably get eggs and stuff from them, but I never ask. I just go get some organic, safely treated chickens from whatever store I end up at.
Yeah, I'm sure they are both organic and
yeah, exactly. These days, like, organic can be, it's such a usely used term, you know, just like everything, like how a word can mean something, or like a essential oil or herb blend could really mean there's like chemicals just doused in it like crazy, but because they like disguised it under this term.
Oh, it's wild. I mean, for having a whole agency that's supposed to be in charge of what we put in our bodies, they're just kind of like, some stuff we don't regulate so much.
Yeah.
Like, hell, if you're trying to do any supplements, those aren't regulated by the FDA at all.
No. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
Like, oh, hey, did that supplement kill a handful of people? I guess we'll do something about it now. Like, I remember when you could easily get ephedra.
Well, yeah. Even, like, I tried pre-workout before off Amazon, and something I ordered, I was like, oh, my God, this thing is, like, the strongest thing I've ever tried. Like, my heart was, like, beating out of my chest. I was like, this is crazy. Like, this can't be legal. Like, what is in this?
Lord knows. Well, the thing about it, some of those supplements are made in places like where there's commingling, because that happens with like MMA fighters and shit all the time too. It's like, oh, this pre-workout had steroids in it. Whoops. Luckily, no one drug tests in your line of work. Otherwise, half the industry would be out of business.
Yeah, that's very true. Not to point fingers, no.
Well, I'm not pointing any fingers at anybody. I'm just stating fact.
Yeah. I mean, most of the people in this city would be out of a job if their job's realistically drug tested often, you know, not just our industry, like LA as a whole.
Yeah. Who wants to live here sober? I mean, I know you're doing it at the moment.
No, well, I'm doing California sober. So I smoke weed and yeah, I'll microdose mushrooms and like occasionally do a little bit more than a microdose, but I like the microdose level because I can still be really productive. Sometimes if I do a little too much, then like I'll go through this phase where I like want to take a nap, but not a nap.
I'm like, you can nap on mushrooms?
No, it's not like, but it's like lazy cuddle.
Oh,
like,
yeah, no, I love that moment.
And I like just like want to like have like, I go in between like opening my eyes and closing my eyes and like feeling tired, but not tired, you know?
Oh, I know that feeling all too well.
And I don't like that because then I can't like make art. I can't walk around and do stuff. Like I still want to be productive and functioning.
Yeah, I'll do an eighth and go out in public. So
yeah, it depends. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I'm more sensitive than others. It really just depends on time, space, what's in my body at the time, things I've been through in that week, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that is the thing you always have to worry about. It's like, am I in the right headspace to be out in public while tripping?
Yeah, totally. The first time I ever tried a psychedelic properly was I was like 21 maybe, and I tried LSD, right? And I was out on New Year's. And the minute it hit, I was like, I have to get out of here. Like, I do not want to be around anyone, especially not like hundreds of strangers in this warehouse. Like, get me home. Someone drove me home. I was like, I just want to be alone.
Yeah, my friends in the 90s who used to like candy flip, like, I don't know how they did that. Like, they're going to do
E and LSD, right? Yeah. Okay.
Like, you're going to do E and LSD and go to a rave? The fuck, man.
Yeah. You know, LSD, like, for me, I don't know. I haven't really done that one in a long time. And the few times I have, I've like microdosed sticks. I'm like, it's just very intense.
I enjoy the hell out of acid. It's just one of those things where, like, such a fucking time commitment. Like, that's my day.
It really is. It's a whole journey. But it has its time and its place.
Oh, it does. And two out of the last three times I've done it were, like, I had already been drinking and then got offered it. I'm like, yeah, I'm in. I'm like, one of them was my birthday in 2020, like, right before the pandemic. And it was just like, why did I agree to do acid at fucking midnight in the bar?
Does it just cancel out the alcohol?
No.
Okay. Because I've never done it. Like, I was always sober doing it initially. Interesting.
Yeah, it was just like 9 a.m. I'm like, man, I'm still tripping. I'm sober now. I've sobered up from the alcohol.
Yeah.
And I'm still tripping. Like, this was not the best executive decision I've ever made. And then one of the other recent times was a friend's going away party, and one of the girls at the party is like, oh, yeah, I'm microdosing LSD right now. I'm like, sure, with the class? She's like, oh, yeah, here, I have a tab. I'm like, awesome. I'm like, yay. And I'm like, I realized, like, I've been drinking all afternoon. This was that horrible mix of, like, I've been drinking and pretty girls offering me drugs.
Yep, that's how it all happens. It always starts that way.
That'll be the demise of me at one point. Like, some pretty girl's just going to poison me after I've been drinking. Like, yeah, I got something for it. Cool.
Well, yeah, you got to be careful too. You never know. I mean, not acid and alcohol, but certain things in alcohol, you never know the way that they can interact.
Yeah, I don't fuck around with powders, so.
Yeah, good.
Like, yeah, and there's been too much fucking shenanigans with that shit in LA recently. Okay. I didn't really fuck around with it before that, but now it's just like, oh.
It's really scary.
I actually have like a couple Narcan kits in the fucking fridge. Like, even though I don't partake, like,
yeah. If
someone happens to, like, fucking overdose while they're here to do the show or some shit, I'm not having someone die in my apartment.
Yeah. I've always meant to get one, but these days I don't really ever go out anymore. Occasionally, I still love to dance, even though I'm not partying. And even, like, on, like, I love to dance sober. And, like, to be honest, if it's good music, I can have a good time and, like, go out with my friends and while they're doing drugs and me not do drugs and be, like, have fun. You know, it's not a problem for me. I'm a fun person. But I've just never, like, taken the initiative to get one of those kits. I've never honestly seen anyone in the last – even when I was on the party scene, I haven't seen anyone ever overdose in a space I've been in. But – so, like, I'm sure if I did, it would probably create a whole new different type of fear in me where I'm, like, carrying them around my purse at all times, you know? Like,
I've never actually seen anyone overdose. It was one of those things where, like, what was it, last year or the year before, like – those, like, four people died out in Venice from...
No, a lot of... I've heard the stories. I'm just like, I'm...
Like, I'm acquaintances with one of the comedians that survived from it. And it was just like, oh, man, that could be anybody. Like,
no, it literally can.
And it's just one of those things like, I'm not having someone die in my apartment.
No, that's very smart.
At least not from, you know, opiate overdoses. Drinking themselves to death. Okay, that's fine. That's okay.
Oh, God. Be careful what you wish for. You better knock on some wood right now. I'm going to knock on it for you.
It's okay. No one – usually people don't get that wrecked on here. I've only had someone puke from doing the show once in the last couple of years. So.
Really?
Yep.
That you know of, at least.
Well, at least in my apartment.
Yeah. I wonder how many people have secretly puked the minute they left here.
Oh, I'm sure it's happened.
Or in their Uber on the way home.
Yeah, the show might be responsible for some Uber cleaning fees.
Oh, man.
You're not drinking tonight, but when people are drinking, I go, this is a self-service show. You fucking pour yourself. Like,
yeah, be responsible.
You're an adult.
Yeah.
Pour your own.
Yeah.
I will happily provide the bottle for you. And, like, if you're getting a little too trashed, I might be like, you want some water? Want to slow it down? But
and then I'll be like, no!
That has definitely happened.
Give me some more.
That has definitely happened.
Yeah, I know. When I get drunk, I'm like, drunk me. Don't tell me no. Don't try to cut me off. I'm like, I can hang. Give me.
Well, we don't have to deal with that tonight.
No, I'm going to be a good girl tonight.
Yay.
No, I'm well behaved. I'm good.
I'm sure the audience is like, boo, well behaved.
To be honest, I'm normally the one that's taking care of my friends. Like, even when you said the Uber thing, it reminded me of a funny story of one of my friends where, like, we all grabbed, like, my other homie picked us up in his Uber, like a giant, like, Lux one, the most expensive one. And we get in, and she's like in the back seat, and she secretly barfs everywhere. And like, and when we got in the car, he knew she was drunk, and he's like, if this bitch pukes in the Uber, like, she's paying for her, she better not puke in here. And then she secretly did it. And then, like, he's like, I'm gonna fucking kill her.
Oh, that's so cold-blooded. You just ruined, like, two people's nights with that shit. Like, that Uber driver's just done for the night.
Oh, my God. I wonder how long it took the Uber to, like, realize, you know, does he go through the car every time he does a ride and check? Because she was all the way in the back seat. There was, like, three levels or three rows.
I'm sure eventually it's going to start to smell.
Yeah, but to be fair, it was mostly just, like, alcohol. So it wasn't, like, food. Like, it wasn't, like, a super acidic, stinky vomit. It was probably the least smelly of vomit that she could have produced. So I don't know. I'm like, did he make it? Imagine if he didn't catch it and he gives a ride and someone is like, bro, there's puke everywhere in your backseat. Like, ew, you know? I'm just like, what happened to that poor guy? Sorry. What?
He's getting a one-star.
If you're, he's like, I remember this bitch from Halloween.
Oh, you weren't in costume?
Oh, no, this was last Halloween. I was in costume.
He's like, I have no idea. Like, Batman puked in my backseat. What the fuck?
I can't even remember what she was dressed up. Oh, now I do, yeah.
Don't give it away. Don't.
No, I won't. I am not naming and shaming. I love her.
It's probably about the statute of limitations. I don't think he can get the charge in now.
Whatever. He got his cleaning fee. It is what it is. Even though it's unfortunate. I mean, I'm sure Uber has their own place to get it clean. But I know one time I gave a manager a ride home and he puked all over my car. And I went to a place to get it clean. And I was honest. I was like, my manager puked in here. And they were like, ew, no, we're not cleaning this. We don't clean bodily fluids. I was like, shit, I should have lied. Like, spilled a smoothie.
A meat smoothie?
It's really stinky. Sorry. Spray, like, I don't know. Spray something on it.
Right? Just steam clean it, please.
You know, I could pretty much, like, on Amazon, Amazon was suggesting one to me. There was, like, a whole handheld, it looks legit for, like, it's not that expensive. I'm like, damn, I should get one of those things. That looks useful.
You know, start your own business, just, like, come into people's houses, steam cleaning the.
Well, okay, you know.
Hot girl steam cleaning.
So, one reason is I actually do, one of my new interests is, like, repurposing old furniture. Like, I love finding free, if I can, like, free, like, other one man's trash is another man's treasure, and I'm that man, and I'll, like, find something that I see a vision of and pick it up. And I keep seeing really cool, like, old vintage couches and stuff, and I want to learn how to reupholster, but I would want to, like, get it and immediately steam clean whatever I pick, you know, from, like, a stranger, like, who knows, especially an old vintage one, like, years of whatever debauchery could have gone down on that couch. So I would like to, like, steam, and this thing is portable, so I could be, like, steam cleaning it, like, in the before I even put it in my car. And then
I got a good hustle for you.
What?
Old set couches, when they're done with them.
No. I'm so good on that.
Well, I'm not saying keep them, but resell them.
They should have their own, like, eBay auction page, honestly. Come on. And be like, look at the thousands of scenes that have been shot. Like, Nate, who wants this couch? Like,
but that could be a good hustle for you.
That could be a good hustle. Yeah, I have I'm just more passionate about creating something beautiful, I think, than I am about picking up the old set couches that I've had so many encounters with and trying to sell them. I'm, like, so good on that.
Well, you could do both. You could reupholster it, make it beautiful, and be like, I've had sex on this couch multiple times.
That is not a bad idea, honestly.
It's a one-of-a-kind piece that has seen a lot of action.
Literally.
There we go. We got your new business model.
Right? Here we go.
Once again, I'm just giving away good ideas on the show.
You get a percentage in the company.
Yes. Wait a minute. Do I have to do anything?
Yes, you do. You have to help me carry the couches.
Okay, cool. I was just afraid I was going to have to spill bodily fluids on the couch.
They've seen enough. Don't worry.
Okay, cool.
Oh my God. I remember one of my old friend's couches. Like, disgusting. I had to force him into buying a new one. I'm like, that poor couch. He should be burned. No one needs to reupholster that.
Some of those set couches have seen a whole lot of action.
A lot.
I was on set for Mind Geek last year, and like me and the lighting guy were commenting in the middle of the scene, like just because neither one of us care about the actual scene, like, holy shit, that couch is touching the floor while they bang on it. Like, that has no springs left in it. They need a new couch. This is Mind Geek. You guys got money.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah, I'm surprised some of them still look as good, to be honest, because even I bought just like a cheap white one for my artist loft, and I've shot some scenes and stuff on it, but not a terrible or a tremendous amount, and just from like normal, like me and my friends sitting on it and stuff, it's gotten stained and dirty, and I've tried different products, like clean it, and I'm like, this thing looks gross, but it's not, nothing gross really has happened. Like maybe I've squirted once or twice on it, but like I immediately cleaned it afterwards. I didn't like let it sit there and soak and fester.
Oh no. Doesn't squirt just evaporate?
Well, squirt, if anything, the squirt, like when it's at that level, it's, I feel like it's a cleaning agent. like,
it's like sandblasting it.
Yeah. It's like bleaching it. And so, but no, so yeah, I can't, like, I'm like, I don't know how some of these couches look so good from what they've been through. You know, like, I'm impressed.
I guess baby wipes are the key to fucking
cleaning couches. I clean my couch a lot. Like, I feel like I weekly am like trying to scrub it down and make it look fresh. And it just is like, I just put something over it because I'm like, I'm tired of looking at it like that.
You're like doing the 70s grandma thing. You're putting like plastic wrap on the couch.
No, I have this like, I found this, okay. So I did a scene for Cherry Pimps. Do you know Scott Wallach? Well, he's like one of my favorite people in porn. He is so funny. He's a photographer and also a director for Cherry. And so and he's like, what is the scene called? It's called Confessions. He's like, think of something weird to do for Confessions. You're with Tommy Pistol. And I'm like,
oh, no.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I love Tommy. You know,
same.
And so I'm like, okay. And I'm like, oh, I was just at this store. It's like this hoarder store. This guy's awesome. Like, this store is crazy. I've got really cool pieces like Wonder Woman's mannequin legs. But then like at the same time at the store, there's like, and it's still there to this day for the last year, it's been for sale, like a gerbil cage with all the bedding still in it. Like, you know, like someone just like their gerbil died and they brought it to Nick and they're like, hey, do you want to sell this? And he's like, yes. And like, yeah, like I've been trying to buy this painting from him that he won't sell me. He's like, it might be really expensive. I'm like, bro, it's like, he's just like one of those people where he like won't even like sell some of his items. Like, come on. But so anyways, I was there shopping and they had this giant, and they've had this doll this whole year too. This giant like dummy doll that just has like this weird ugly face and it's like dressed in like female's pajamas and like the scarf. And so like I like buy this doll and like initially I'm like, how much for the doll? And he's like, that's an old CPR doll. So $200. And I'm like, no, that's way too expensive. This doll's like literally been sitting outside getting rained on for the last year. You know, come on. Like, no one wants this doll. And I eventually get him down to $80. And Scott and I agree to split it if I can keep the doll. And so I'm like, I'll throw 40. You throw 40. And like, it's like starting this whole like saga of like, and like we like made it like a voodoo doll and like dressed Tommy up like it and like just like got all weird with it. And like, but like I've like dragging it up to my loft and like back and forth from my car, like have like all these like videos. And like, I think that this doll is a guy based on the face. And, you know, you should never judge a book by its cover. I like end up undressing it and it has like an actual vagina. Like the CPR doll like comes with a vagina. And so I have like a video where I'm like, you know, initially I was told this doll was for CPR, but I'm starting to think that other things were happening to this doll.
Yeah, last I checked, you can't give it.
I'm sorry, I just kicked the camera.
Last I checked, you can't give someone CPR through the vagina.
No, I'm so like.
Otherwise, that's going to be my preferred method going forward.
Oh my God, it's so funny. And like, I'm like, I have a, all these other video ideas I still want to do with her. I've been a little busy, so I put it to the side. But like I've like dressed her up like I was a cop, and I just like dressed her up like Pretty Woman, like in her escort outfit, kind of like me like arresting an escort, you know, like I don't know, like, and just like shot like a TikTok video with her. And I like, it's so funny. I put a string and a needle through her mouth, and I made her talk. So like, you know, that part of Mean Girls where she's like, she's like, you can ask me anything. I'm like, I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom. And then Regina's like, please stop talking. So like, I do the part where I'm like, I'm not a regular cop. I'm a cool cop. And then like, I'm like, right, Regina. And then I go to her face as a close up and like move her mouth. And it's so funny.
That is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah. But anyways, the scarf came from her, and it's like super long and covers this giant couch. So and it looks cool. Like it actually, I'm like, oh, nice. Like I'm going to put that there for now until I figure out what else to do with this ugly couch that I don't like anymore.
So when is the mannequin getting its own TikTok?
I need to work on it. That's actually on my list of things to do. I need to make like get my YouTube Shorts page going. I want to do my first TikTok has definitely been shadow banned, and so I basically want to like put all my super super safe stuff on a new one and change the name. I've like done, you can change your name once a month, so I've like done this rotation to keep Adira Allure and not let anyone else take it, but remove it from my shadow ban page, you know? So I'm like in that dance. And then I want to also create another one where I put like everything, like my sexier video, because sexier videos can get away on Instagram.
Oh yeah.
And it's really interesting. I posted one on TikTok and they immediately shut it down, but then I rebutted it. And one of the options was Instagram let me post it. And I clicked on that and it reviewed it and let me post this video. And I was like, what a weird rebuttal, but okay. So I'm going to like now create two new ones where like one has definitely like sexier, riskier content, cause that might hit and trend, and then my other safe one. And then I, want to get it on YouTube Shorts, everything. And like
YouTube Shorts is the way.
Yeah. It's crazy. So one of my loft, neighbors, he is a streamer. He's like that's all he does for his income is stream on different platforms. And he posted one video of us wrestling in the hot tub. And, like, normally, like, his YouTube Shorts, like, checked out his page, like, maybe, like, max would get, like, 2,000 views. And, like, 13 hours, the one he posted of us wrestling got, like, almost 30,000 views on his page. So I was like, whoa, I need to get on here. And, like, him and I did, like, a boxing. He boxes. And we did, like, a little boxing match live. And, like, so I'm trying to link with him. But I've just been busy. And
why am I not getting girls to wrestle me? God damn it.
Yeah, you should. Boxing is great exercise, too, I will say. Like, whoa. It kicked my ass the first time. I wasn't hydrated enough. I made that mistake. And, like, immediately, I was like, whoa.
Yeah, I don't want to box girls because, like, most of the people I know will actually punch me in the face. And this is the moneymaker, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no. No. We can wrestle. I have the weight advantage in most cases. I'm not trying to go on my own social media and lose. Come on.
Yeah, Emmanuel definitely beat my ass in that one. But I got a few good ones. And it was so funny. I like clipped a little video and sent it to my friend. And he's like, why are you wrestling some 6'5" man? Like,
see, no one's going to get too upset about me wrestling girls. But like the minute like a dude my size or bigger is punching a girl, like even with face guard, mitts, what, you know, gloves, yeah, whatever.
It wasn't like
a bad look.
It wasn't like punching, but you know, it was more just like, yeah.
It's still a bad look.
Yeah. Well, we're crazy, so.
Fair. I'm sure it went viral as fuck, but.
Yeah. I don't know how many or what the analytics of that one is. To be honest, it was the night that I dressed up like Kill Bill, Brazzers Kill Bill. I put a, because her name's Black Mamba, right? So I put a real little katana thing that I bought on Amazon that's like a weapon. And I put it into a giant dildo that I got at BBC. And I walked around like swinging this BBC dildo. No one even realized I'm carrying a weapon. And I like cut Brazzers logos out and like glued it onto the sexy Kill Bill outfit. It was so epic. So I was like so concerned about that I didn't even care about how many people didn't watch this fight. I was like, all right, get out of here. I gotta go run around and get a picture of me looking like this.
That's amazing.
It was so, that was like the my most inventive costume in a few years. I was like, bravo to myself. I was really proud of that one.
What did Brazzers think about it?
They liked it. They liked it. And like when I initially hit them up, I like sent them like a month before. So I was like, hey, I kind of want to like dress up like this. This is my idea. And they're like, because initially it was inspired by, they sent me a thing of gear and they had a one set where it was like a zip up top and these like tight pants. And like, I was like, hey, do you guys still have this line in yellow? Because I could make that work as the costume very easily, you know? And they're like, no, we're completely sold out. So I was like, okay. But they're like, we'll send you some things to like accessorize your outfit. And so out of that, I created, I just ordered the other thing on Amazon and just glued it on. It was really the dildo. That was the best part. I was so proud of that. I was like, I like, there's like a 24-hour smoke shop where I am by or where I live. And I like went in there and I was like dancing around with a dildo. And like the guy's my homie. So he like lets me do whatever I want. And I'm like, twerking and dancing on the floor, and there's like literally like a guy in the background buying cigarettes, and they're just like talking, they're not even looking at me, like it's so funny, and I'm just like twerking, like doing my thing.
Just another day in LA.
Yeah, literally, like just another day in downtown, like I swear. Downtown is such a free-for-all. I love it.
Yeah, it, like, when people are like, is downtown safe? I'm like, well, downtown's really block to block.
Define safe, you know. Like,
that's really just, it's a weird mix of gentrification and really not.
Yeah. I just, yeah, you just got to know how to defend yourself. I always tell people like, because people are like, oh, you should carry a weapon. I'm like, you know, honestly, like my keys are very heavy and just like David and Goliath, you know, like if worst comes to worst, you just swing some around and like pop someone in the face real quick and like just feel strong and tough. Don't be scared of people. It's funny though, like my friends, I've been in situations where I've been at like work things and I was like, literally like two blocks away from my place. And my friends are like, please let me drive you. And I'm like, you do understand that sometimes I don't find parking and like park like way further than this and like walk by myself all the time. Like, you know,
like the biggest thing you gotta worry about is human feces on the ground.
Yeah. I'm way more concerned over that.
Well, and it's one of those things, like if you ever really feel fucking uneasy, go with that feeling. Like,
yeah,
whenever like people are like, oh, have a little situational awareness. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, hey, those people look like they're following me. Well, yeah. I'm going to do something about that. Like, not be here.
Yeah. And there's, you know, it's not like I'm just like roam around the streets of downtown. You know, you're like, why are you in downtown in the first place? Like, figure out where you're walking to, where you need to be. Like, don't be in an area you shouldn't be in. Don't bring yourself into a bad situation. Just like free stroming because you never know. Like, there are a few blocks away, you know, like Skid Row versus nice downtown. Very, very different. There's certain times where I drive through Skid Row where I will, if there are not cars coming, I will not stop at a red light because I'm, one of my fears is, I think from just seeing like movies over here, like pandemic zombie like movies, is that like at some point if I'm stopped, all of the people will just come and jump on my car and like take me down. I'm like, help.
I mean, if that's going to happen, you better have a camera ready.
So I'm like, I just tried it. There's just so many. I'm like, if they wanted to get like bash me or see me, you know, I don't know. And they're like, those are the really most mentally ill, sick ones. You know, like they are all cornered in that area. So I'm like, oh, God, like no hate on them. I just get fearful when people are that mentally ill. And like when you're living in your own feces and stuff, like you're sick. It's on a whole different level.
I'm right here. You call me out on my own show.
I'm just like, I'm not trying to hate on homeless because I do. I have a lot of compassion.
Oh, I just meant about living in my own feces.
No, I know. I just wanted to clarify to them. I'm not trying to be a hater of homeless people. I wish that we could help them, but I do get scared in certain areas. But you never find me walking around Skid Row at night or in the day. Right. You know, like.
No, nor should you. And
yeah,
you know, it's a tragic situation, but also in a lot of cases, those people don't want help because they are mentally ill.
Yeah.
To get real for a sec, like that's part of the problem is a lot of people, once they've been outside for a while and gotten accustomed to it, they don't want to go back inside.
No, it's true. It's very true.
As we talk about the plight of homelessness.
I think you become like, it's almost like animalistic, you know, like you like lose your sense of humanity a little bit and like it becomes different. And then I, to be fair though, I've met like all walks of homeless people. When I was 18, I was working in Venice Beach really close to the boardwalk and a dispensary. And we had this whole arrangement where the green suit, green doctor guys would walk the people they just signed up directly to our shop. We would like hook them up with weed. So like, and like most of those guys were homeless. And like a lot of them like were like these came from rich families and chose to be homeless. And then I, you know, like have lived in this area for a long time and I've seen like the degenerate homeless. I've seen the extremely mentally ill. There's like, there's one homeless lady that walks around my area that for years she, and at first terrified me when I first moved into this area. Like she walks around screaming. Like she's like, "You fucking cunt ass bitch," like going off. And like, you're like, "Oh my God, who is that?" Like, you know, like, and she will literally just, she just does it all day and just walks right by you, doesn't even see you, and like has never caused any harm or destruction, you know? And like, I can't even imagine, like, does she even realize that she's homeless at that point? Or, you know, like, or has she just lost completely touch with her humanity and like, is just like in survival mode? And at what point does she like break out of that? Like, I wish I could follow her around all day and see, like, when does she eat? How, like, she obviously nourishes herself enough to continue walking around, right? So I'm like, what is her life like? As she, sorry, I'm sorry. My long legs.
You're just kicking all the cameras.
Yeah, my long legs. They're like magnets. Yeah. Does she like scream curse words as she's eating? I'm like, I'm so, I would.
Why don't you follow around for a day?
I honestly someday would love to do a documentary on homelessness. And like, there's a few different social experiments I want to perform. Yeah, I'm very fascinated by it.
It's a wild situation because almost all of us in LA are like a couple bad mistakes or bad things happening away from being there.
Yeah, I mean, look at during COVID, like literally how many people became homeless, or it's crazy.
Well, even in like modern times, like, oh, you have a lot of people are living so tight, like bad medical emergency, an accident.
Yeah,
like,
literally.
Just getting fired and not being able to find a new job right away, fucking, they'd be out on their ass.
Yeah, no, completely. And like, it's really crazy. I know. And there's a lot of lack of empathy and compassion. Like many people, especially I feel like in our industry, because most of the people, for one, aren't from LA. And then they also, a lot of them live in the Valley. So they're not really exposed to it, right?
Oh, I know. Because when they come over the hill to do the show, they're like, oh, you live in a bad neighborhood. I'm like,
yeah. We're like, all the home. And they're like, I don't want to live by the homeless. And like a lot of people, I mean, even the rich people in LA, they're from LA, like, they're like, I just want to live in like the nice area and like Santa Monica, like where the police will like pick them up and bring them to downtown, you know? And like, I think people just kind of want to ignore the problem instead of show compassion. And I wish more people would be like, okay, why don't we like figure out a way? Like, obviously our city doesn't want to be super helpful over this, but like, there's got to be in the city where we have some of the richest people in our country, like, there's got to be enough taxpayer money to figure out something. I don't know how we always claim we're so goddamn poor. I'm like, we've got the fucking, what are you talking about? Justin Bieber's here paying taxes. Like,
oh, he's probably not.
That's who knows?
They're probably not paying that much in taxes. You and I are probably paying more taxes than they are.
Well, still, we have a lot of people paying a high amount of taxes. We have many industries here. We have entertainment of all levels, you know? Like,
but we also have, like, a multi-billion dollar police budget.
Yeah. Good old police.
I probably shouldn't get too loud about that because, yeah, you know, like, they know where I live. Like, this is going on the internet shit. Like, oh, defund the police, huh? Huh, motherfucker? Good luck. You don't want us to show up next time you call.
Yeah. Did you see that? There was like a meme going around where it was like, all you people that say, like, defund the police, like, why don't you call it crackhead next time something happens to you?
Probably be better response time.
Yeah, literally.
Oh my God, that's actually an amazing plan. I'm going to buy a couple crack rocks and be like, yo, take care of it.
Please help me. Get this done.
Get this done. Crack's yours. Just don't smoke it, you know, around me. Is that a crime? It's probably a crime.
Is it? I don't know.
Something with controlled substances, I'm sure.
I mean, oh, I guess it's crack. If it was meth, Adderall's legal, so meth is technically legal, right? I don't know.
Sort of. It's prescribed to you. Yeah. It's not prescribed to you. It's illegal.
Fair.
Hmm. couple crack rocks, I could get some shit done.
Yeah, right? Let's clean up LA. Honestly, that would be such a funny movement. Imagine, like, I'm going to start this new positive movement of me going around LA, downtown LA, and giving crack to all the homeless in exchange for them cleaning up all the trash. I'd be like, yeah, they're already on drugs, so what? Like, look at how beautiful the city is now. Like, now you can all raise the rent even higher. Like,
you got to interview them first. Like, you can't just, like, indiscriminately give them crack. You're like, you got to give them a little bit of interview. Like, so what's your drug of choice? What are you on right now?
Honestly, no, that would be so, the content that you would get out of that would be incredible.
The hate. Oh my God, the hate. Oh,
my, well, yeah, the hate, but who cares? You know, everyone's, haters gonna hate and lovers gonna love. And some people are gonna love that. And it's gonna be so funny. I can only imagine my friend Vitaly, he does prank videos, and he did one I was watching where he like pretended to be a Russian hitman. So he's like had his hair all slicked back, and he is Russian. So he like busted out his accent, and he had like a briefcase, and he was like, and he was like, basically, he was like, hey, like, I need you to take this briefcase and we're going to like go cut off this guy's hand for offered him some money and I think drugs. And then like he got like these different crackheads who were like, okay, like they were like so down, you know? And then he was like, just kidding. And the guys like got like all scared and ran away. Like the crackheads would be like, you could get some interesting interviews for some drug addicts, you know?
I was about to say, like, that's a good way to get stabbed by a crackhead.
Well, that, yeah. But no, I feel like most crackheads aren't like...
I mean, the crackheads that are like, oh yeah, I'll do violent crimes for money.
Well, I think he was assuming that he had the knife. I've never seen anyone like with like weapons or any homeless like thrown around shanks or knives or anything.
Oh.
But that's me. I, you know.
Fire up the citizen app sometime. I literally got a report earlier today of someone throwing knives at cars on Hollywood Boulevard. Like,
Hollywood is on a different level. Hollywood, I feel
the like. The Hollywood homeless are hard?
So, oh, no. So what I honestly feel like more of the debaucherous homeless live over here while more of the mentally ill live in downtown, to be honest. Like, I really do. Like, Venice. I feel like the debaucherous ones live in Venice. Like, the ones that are hustling, you know, they come to hustle because Hollywood is such a big tourist location. Downtown's not a huge tourist location, you know? So you get a lot of the troublesome ones.
So are there like social tiers of like homeless? Oh, like
for sure.
Because like, you know, as mainstream people, it's like, oh, you live in Beverly Hills, you're fucking bougie. If you're like Hollywood homeless, you're like, I'm bougie homeless.
I wouldn't say, well, yeah, bougie homeless. I would say more like, yeah. Yeah. Like some of them are even more like fake homeless than even like homeless. I guess it's really like depends, because some of them are just out there, like, not even homeless, but they're just, like, little troublemakers, and they might have, like, a car, or, you know, that they're living at, you know.
I mean.
Define homeless. Define a home. Is a car a home?
No, LA defines if you live
is
in your car.
Is your friend's couch a home? Like, you know.
Yes.
So you know, but, like, the downtown ones are not living on their friend's couch. Like, they're.
Yeah, LA defines, like, if you're living in your car, you're homeless. If you're living on a friend's couch, you're not.
Yeah, but they're still, like, technically, like, don't have anything to their name and, like, out there hustling.
Struggling actor at that point.
Yeah.
I read stories, like, well before I moved to LA, like, you know, the real life stories of Entourage, like, you know, fucking 5-6 dudes deep in, like, a 2-bedroom apartment.
Whoa.
Like, trying to make it, like, oh, this dude's living off his, you know, one ad he did a year ago is like fucking residuals and going out for other stuff. And it's like 5 dudes all in one apartment.
Well, it sounds like a lot of testosterone. I could not handle that.
Yeah, it sounds pretty miserable. Like,
yeah.
I also just don't imagine being able to seal the deal of like my room was like behind this curtain and the couch.
Yeah.
Like,
oh God, though. It's so funny because I literally, when I was younger in LA and like not making as much money as I do now, working in cannabis, you know, I remember like trying to change locations once and I was on Craigslist and people were literally renting out like a section of their living room that like was big enough to fit like a sleeping bag at like $800. And I was like, what the?
Oh, I remember seeing that when I first moved to town, too. Like, hell, one of my friends, she technically became someone's roommate in one bedroom, but the roommate who actually was on the lease, like, was sleeping in a convertible bed, like, convertible couch bed, like, in the living room, and, like, you got the bedroom for that money.
Yeah. But, yeah, a lot of people have done that.
But she's also like, oh, we don't have gas, so, like, you can't use the stove. It's like, it's $8 a month. Why don't you not turn the fucking gas on?
Yeah, seriously. That's so weird. That is really odd. Especially winter. Like, winter in places gets cold in LA.
Oh, I mean, it was just a wild situation. Like, her roommate was so militantly vegan that she wouldn't touch non-vegan sponges.
Sponges? Like makeup sponges or what?
Like to wash the dishes?
Oh, I didn't realize that sponges were vegan or not. Are they?
Well, like natural sponges are sea creatures.
I didn't know that. Oh my God. It's terrible. I didn't know that. God dang it. Okay.
Well, I'm just here to ruin your life. I'm sorry.
No, yeah. Now I'm feeling a little bad. But most of the time I use SOS pads. Those aren't sea creatures, right?
No.
Okay, good. So, there's been a few times I've used a sea creature. Oh. I mean, to be fair, I love sushi and I'd be munching down, but I wouldn't wash my dishes with a fish. I don't.
I mean, if it got the job done.
I guess I have.
I mean, to be fair, most places aren't selling, like, actual sponges, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, they're a multicellular organism that have bodies full of pores and channel water to circulate through them. Like, they're...
Like sea sponges. Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
But, yeah, she just... Yeah, if it wasn't vegan, she wouldn't touch... This is specifically a vegan sponge.
Wow. That's crazy.
Like, get the dishes clean, bitch.
Yeah. That's so crazy. Yeah. Roommates are difficult. God, I've had, like, a few friends that have lived in the house situations where there's, like, 8 or more people rent, you know? And, like, it's, like, one of the bigger valley houses, but still it's just so many people. And just having to deal with, like, them always having, like, part little party or guests and just, like, so much chaos. And, like, you never really just get, I feel like, a moment to really breathe unless you're in the shower, right? And in your room with the door locked. But still, they're, like, barging into each other's rooms and stuff. It's just, like...
Every time I hear about, like, the model house situations, I'm just like, oh, God.
God, one of my poor friends is dealing with one right now.
Oh, no.
The poor thing. Yeah, they, like, have, like, curfews, too, where I'm like, I'm sorry, but if you're paying to stay there and you're an adult, like, I don't think that you should have a curfew.
Probably not, but you also should probably, if you're making halfway decent money in this industry, probably not be living in the model house.
Well, but the first few times, you know, when you're coming out, it's and you're told that it's a normal thing and you don't know anything else. And then it takes you a minute to make connections and figure out what to do, because in reality, it is quite expensive to do another option, whether it be like Airbnb or a hotel. Like, those are both very pricey. So it's just, yeah, I can understand why someone would see this option of spending less and be like, oh, that sounds like a good idea.
So you're in a house
with don't know till you know, right?
10 girls that are 18 to 23 and
yeah,
full of drama.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Luckily for me, I started porn already renting a place in LA, so I never had to experience that. I've only heard the stories.
The one time I tried to move into a model house, they realized I was a dude and, like, kicked me right out. Like, I went to do Pretty Girls, and they're like, wait a minute.
Like, what are you doing here? How did you get past security?
I talked really fast and just walked in. I was skinnier then. Didn't quite work out.
You're like, I brought my camera and blended.
Yep. Like, fox in the hen house. Fox in the hen house. Get him out.
I kind of have to pee.
Well, you can go pee.
Am I allowed to take a pee break?
You're allowed to take a pee break. Okay. Please don't pee in the chair.
Okay. I should do a squirt show.
Ooh. Well, let me get different, like, the camera set up differently if that's going to happen. I'm not doing that right now. I appreciate that. And we're back from pee break.
Yes, we are. That was a really good pee. Whoops.
Okay. Well, that answers that question. I was going to see how that was.
Yeah, it was so lovely. Pee is on a very fine line of an orgasm, in my opinion.
I mean, if it doesn't feel good to pee, something's really wrong.
Yeah. Especially when you really have to pee, like when you're about to pee your pants. Pee, that's the best. That wasn't that, but definitely had a lot of those. And I've had a lot of accidentally just peeing my pants. Couldn't hold it. Couldn't get there. Like driving home from a squirting scene.
Why didn't you pee before you left set?
Okay, I literally live on the other side of town from pretty much every set. So most days I'm like driving an hour and a half to 2 hours home from set, you know, in the traffic. And I did pee when I left set, but the way that I hydrate when I squirt, like I'm on a whole nother level. I can like, it's kind of scary how much water I can put down. Surprised I haven't overhydrated and like died from.
Yeah, you could die from that.
No, I know you can. And I've definitely, I mean, I have overhydrated before and it's gnarly. I get really sick. My brain stops working. Like people ask me questions and I can barely process what they're saying to me. Like I'm like slow and just like weird. And then like I get like bloated. My tongue gets swollen. I bite my tongue a bunch because it's so swollen. Oh, sorry. And it's really, yeah, terrible. But you know, there's just times where I'm pulling over, and since COVID, pretty much every gas station bathroom is closed. They do not let you in. So like most of the times I'm popping squats on the side of the road, or I'll like, if I can find a place to pull over, I'll get into my passenger seat and just like open the door and piss out the side like a stream. And like,
well, just go to
like,
McDonald's.
Sometimes you can't find one. Sometimes you gotta go. You just gotta go now. Like there's no waiting, or you're just gonna pee your pants. And I'm not about to pee my pants and be like sitting in my pee and get a rash, you know? And yeah, and there's these things called Travel Johns, which I have some of them. And sometimes I just don't have them in my car, but they're actually pretty cool. They have like a cup on them and they like come rolled up, but they unroll and they're full of like this sand gel like stuff. So you pee into it and then it hardens.
So it's cat litter.
Pretty much. Yeah. But it's just like kind of like sometimes I've done it and like accidentally like peed out on the outside of it and like peed on my seats. I'm like, I don't really like to do it when I'm driving because it's hard.
Whatever. Just claim it's squirt. It's fine.
It is. Well, it is. At that point, it literally is. Like, I've drank it, and it's even tasted like Pedialyte, you know? Like, my squirt tastes like strawberry Skittles. It's so good. Which is, like, you can just keep rehydrating yourself off of it. I wonder if, like, at that point, like, if you, how many times it passes through as electrolytes until you like would become dehydrated from drinking it, you know? When would it go back to being pee if you just continue to?
I mean, I think you just have to check the color.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know. I've never tried that.
Well, there's an experiment for YouTube.
My brain is so weird. I'm such a weirdo.
How many times can I drink my own pee before it's done?
Yeah, my own squirt before it turns back into being pee. Like, how many times can I get this Pedialyte? What bang can I get for my buck with this Pedialyte?
So I'm wondering if like you could take like pH strips and stick it in there and like test the pH level of it.
And yeah, and see what it comes down to every single time. Yeah. Be interesting.
I don't think you could do it as a short, but I think you could do it as a video. Might get demonetized, but boy. That would be a unique one.
I could just sell it on my OnlyFans and just make and be like, check this site. I could like make a little clip where I show like the scientific parts, you know, just like me measuring things and
it strips in there.
And you can't tell, like it'll be clear. So it's not obviously pee. And like me in like a lab coat and CPR Sally dressed up in a lab coat as my assistant with a little beaker and then just like make like and then be like, join my OnlyFans to see what we did. And then it could be cool because I could be like squirting, like masturbating, like squirting into the sample cups in like the sexy scientist outfit, but like naked under my lap.
Or you could do
it. Okay, I just came up with a great idea.
Yeah.
Can I write this down?
I hate to break to you. We're recording this.
I know, but I'm
like, I don't want to watch the whole thing again.
I just want it in my idea notes. My idea note log with all my, when I'm like feeling inspired to.
Do I get a percentage of that one too?
I don't know about that one.
Aw.
No promises.
I helped with this idea. I'm on record. I'm on record helping okay. Workshop this one.
I'll give you a free copy of the OnlyFans scene.
Coolsies.
Yeah, right. You're like, oh, thanks.
Cool.
Like, I know. You're like, I edit, right?
Yeah, like.
You're like,
free. Then again, I also do not jerk off to what I edit to.
So. Yeah. I bet you're so desensitized.
Like, I literally asked one of my clients for notes, and she's like, well, what would Matt jerk off to? I'm like, not this.
Literally. I know.
You're my friend. Sorry.
Yeah. I know. It's so weird for me when I see my friends. I'm like, oh. Huh.
I've pretty much reduced myself to like jerking off to Europeans.
I like really raw, weird amateur. The more real it looks, the better. Like, I want to see like a TV on in the background. I want to like, I don't want any sign to know that they're professional.
Like, you're like, are there toddlers' toys in the background?
I'm like, oh my God, they're not opening up for camera. Like, I have to really struggle to see the penetration. Like, yeah. Like, fuck yeah.
I hate to break it to you. Sometimes professionals, when they don't have a director, are like that too. No shade, but I edited an OnlyFans scene recently with like three professionals. I'm like, the fuck is happening here? Like, how do you want me to edit this? Like, he's eating pussy and it's just all the side of his head and pale white ass.
Oh, like, no, trust me, I know. I mean, even on set sometimes you're like, I've always been a good lead and being able to help guide people to open up.
Yeah, but a good shooter will like get it in there.
Yeah.
I'm just like, the fuck is happening here? Like, this is all flat white ass and the wrong one.
Sometimes I honestly think people are just shooting content for the excuse to have sex with one another and don't even care about the content.
Like, but then you're paying me to edit it.
Well, they're like, we might as well make money off. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know, to be honest. Because then I'm like, what's the point of that content?
How often do you get dudes like trying to slide into like, you know, hey, let's do content.
Like regular dudes or porn dudes?
Porn dudes. Like, obviously you're going to, a minute like a regular dude, you're like, never mind. Like, no one ever takes up regular dudes on it.
Quite often. And I'm like a hard one to shoot content with because I, for one, like, don't really like working with someone I haven't met before. So for like the men, you know, I mostly worked with like certain men, you know, like the top tier men. So a lot of like these like other guys that aren't really like popular in the industry, or maybe are more like OnlyFans guys, like I am like reluctant, and I'll kind of like stalk them for a while and like watch them for a while and see. And like also like based on our interaction, like if like they're like cool with me, like being like, oh, I'm a little busy this month. Like, and like kind of pushing off, like, cause if they start to get like aggressive and like annoying, then I'm like, no, cut you off before I even make the mistake of like getting with you.
Right. Before they show up at your house hungry. And then.
Yeah. And like, even like waste my time. And I try to like ask my friends their experiences too. And then also, but like, then like I get like disgusting, like random guys that are in the street. And like some of them are gross. The way that they say things, I'm just like, oh, like, ew. Like they're just like so aggressive where I'm like, oh, like, no.
Like, what are they saying? Don't name names, but I'm curious on like some of the, you know, messages that have stood out.
Okay. I'm trying to think of like how this, it was just like the way he was like talking about how he wanted to like fuck up my pussy and like, hit it, like just like disrespecting me, and just like it was like just like a disrespectful thing, and was like, yeah, baby, so let's shoot some content. And I'm like, ew. Like, and also you have like 2,000 followers, like, and that's the way that you talk to women, is you want to like fuck up my pussy. Like, I don't know, I'm just like no class, no, like, your
content. I love the 2,000 followers is a fucking
Well, I'm just like, come on, like. Like, what do you have for me to offer except for, like, what, you have a dick and an iPhone camera like everyone else does these days?
Yeah, that's far from rare.
You know? Like, so, yeah. But.
And don't worry, he'll have his ass right in the shot.
Yeah, exactly, right? They're, love to see that shot of these guys' asses.
Just some like,
guys do.
Oh, cool, I shot content with him. So I just fucked that guy for 20 minutes of his white ass bobbing up and down. Cool.
Yeah.
I'm sure this will be a top seller.
Yeah, right. Literally. But yeah. No, there's only a few certain guys that I think are worth my time that take it seriously. And they're not, you know, like there's like the guys I think that are just doing it to fuck and just want an excuse to fuck everyone and everything that walks. And then there's the guys that are like professionals and actually care about the content, and it makes a huge difference. And they're also good at fucking too.
I don't understand why the guys who just want to fuck just don't own it. Like, hey, I think you're hot, let's fuck. Like,
yeah. Well, and there's been a few times where I've wanted to fuck someone for, and you'd be like, oh yeah, you're hot, I want to, let's shoot some content. But I've like owned it and be like, yeah, I want to fuck you. Like, yeah, who are you? Like, let's fucking have some bear sex and film that shit. Make some money. Like,
there's nothing wrong with that.
That's a good life. That's what we all joined, right?
Right.
But it's not everyone that I'm attracted to. I'm very picky, so.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you're allowed to be attracted to whoever you're attracted to. Oh my God.
No, I know. I feel like people try to, I don't know. There's like this weird expectation. Like, it's, you know, it gets, especially if you're friends with someone, it's like a weird thing where it's like, I want to be your friend, but I don't want to have sex with you, like, in like the nicest way possible. But like, and I've even had to tell, like, one of my friends decided to switch their career and join porn. And we ended up doing a threesome, which just like, in my opinion, was not shot well. And just like, you know, and like.
Who's the not shot well part on?
Him, which. Normally, the stuff he shoots, incredible, right? Like, not porn stuff or, like, just a girl doing porn and not him being involved. But, like, him being involved, not shot well. And also, he has, like, no follower. Like, you know, I'm to the point where, like, if I'm collaborating, like, I want it to be beneficial for me, too. And he, like, again, was, like, trying to shoot multiple times. And, like, I don't even care if he hears this because I said it to his face. I'm not shit-talking. And I was, like, to be honest, you know, like, I've got a lot going on. And, like, if I'm wasting my valuable time, like, I want it to be with, like, a big girl or, like a guy that's, like, going to benefit me. And, like, that content that you shot was overexposed and, like, shaky and terrible. And, like, you know, like, much love. Your other stuff is great. But, like I still want to be your friend. But no. I don't think we're friends anymore, but I don't.
Aw.
You, whatever. It isn't, I'm too blunt, but I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to have to, like, awkwardly have to, like, every time you ask, like, have to keep, like, lying and feeling, like, you know, and be like, oh, I'm busy, I can't shoot. Or, like, I just want to be like, no. Like, we shot once. We got it.
It's not getting any better. Yeah. We're not winning AVNs with this shit.
Yeah, like, cut and dry. Like, let's go. And, like, if you're not, like, someone that I'm, like, wanting to fuck, like, I don't need to have sex with someone just for the sake of it, you know? I can go shoot a solo and, like,
right.
I love fucking myself. Like, that's gonna come out really good. Like,
no one loves me like I love me.
Exactly. Exactly. So.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, it is a weird boundary. It's like, no, not everyone in this industry has to fuck each other.
Yeah. And sometimes I feel like there's the expectation for it to be like one giant orgy. I'm like, it does not have to be this way.
Yeah, it super doesn't.
Yeah.
Super doesn't. I was hanging out with a performer friend of mine. She's just like, yeah, I never get the vibe that you're trying to fuck me. I'm like, because I don't think you want to fuck me, so I'm cool.
Yeah. Like,
it's people fine.
Just be friends too. Yeah. Like, I really appreciate friends in this age, especially after being a sex worker. You know, I'm like, just like, especially with men, like, I just like to have like platonic friendships where we can just like go out and have fun. And like, there's not this like sex does not have to be mixed into everything. Like,
no, it super doesn't.
Like, you're like, just kidding. I'm the biggest whore ever. And all I do is have sex with everyone that walks by me on the street.
That's right. That's why I'm shooting this from the waist up.
My fans watching.
So I'm shooting this from the waist up. I actually have no pants on because
I'm down here giving him a foot job.
Right.
With my obviously, long legs.
Obviously not enthusiastic enough. I'm still able to talk.
Yeah.
More foot job, damn it. More foot.
You're sitting so far. This is such a workout.
See. Sorry.
Foot jobs are hard. They are a workout, though, honestly. You want to get in shape. Do a bunch of foot jobs.
I mean, I don't think I would get in shape with other people giving me foot jobs, but I'm willing to.
Oh, I'm talking about for women.
I know.
Or men. Anyone that wants to get a good core. You just.
Yeah, that.
You don't have to give it to anyone. You just put a dildo on your wall. And
That's another business plan for you. You should market the foot job workout.
Yeah. I should just like hardcore sex workout. To be honest, like. The sexual positions we do in porn are a great workout. When I went to Europe for the first time, and I went when I was like brand new in porn because I saw my friend go, and I was like, I want to go to Europe and have a paid vacation. So I just went, and I got my ass kicked in terms of like performance wise because they are like beast out there. And I was like,
you go shoot for legal or
no? At the time, I wasn't doing anal. I was like 2 or 3 months into porn, and literally brand new, had barely shot anything, and I like. they told me that they could book me on Boy Girl and Girl Girl and like VR and stuff. And I was like, okay. And like I came and I pretty much worked every single day and did like a bunch of like normal. Like they like didn't want like the over like gonzo-y style. They wanted more like romanticized for the scenes I did. And but when I did do scenes that were more like gonzo style, like, oh my God. Just like, I remember at one point I was just so out of shape. Like, cause even, you know, when you're new, like, you know, I even remember like before I started porn, I kind of tried to shoot my own masturbation videos and I was just shooting it like I actually masturbate, you know? And I look back now, I'm like, oh, sweetie. And like,
oh, sweetie, you were lighting candles, you were in the bathtub, you're all
like just like all quiet and like not opening up at all and just like actually like silently coming and just
putting on some Sade.
And I'm like, oh my God. And so, and like when I performed, I didn't know how to perform for a few months. It took me a while to kind of like get the hang of it. And, but then in Europe, I was like, whoa. And then I came back to America and I was just like, I'd be like sitting in my doorway and like be like doing like the squats, like a, like sitting, standing on your feet, but squatting on the dick. And would just like do that for like 3-4 minutes at a time, like every day until I was like, yeah, like I'm like
my core.
Yeah, and then I became a beast. And I was like able to fucking ride dick like crazy, but and like at first I was not ready. It is a workout. It's a boot camp.
See, why is no one selling that shit?
Yeah, they really should be. I'm like, okay, ladies, now we're gonna go into reverse cow. Everyone, move.
So you sell a branded dildo with the foot job course?
Honestly, though, this would be, I feel like that would, this would be a really funny TikTok for me to make. I'm going to go home and make this tonight. Because I can do this in a workout outfit and it'd be appropriate and just be like a Jira Laura's like, and just make it like really, I think if I exaggerate it and like dress like all 80s, be like sweaty and like, I'm like, okay, now.
Warmers and shit.
Yeah, like reverse cow, you know, and like just make it ridiculous. Then I think it would be funny, but who knows? You never know until you try.
I'll take a kickback from that too.
Okay, well, so far my TikTok is not on a level where you would be wanting a kickback. If that video.
Something's better than nothing.
I need a kit. That's why I really need to do my computer stuff. My like projects. I'm much better at doing my fun projects first, and I put off all the boring computer stuff last.
Ugh. I mean, that's just how it goes. Like whatever's actually entertaining to you goes first.
Yeah, I know.
It's the goddamn worst. Like, because I edit some stuff where it's just like not porn, mainstream stuff, and not exactly content that I'm into. It's just like I know. This should only take me a couple hours.
Yeah.
This is taking me all day because I got to stop. Oh, YouTube's right there.
Yeah.
All down that rabbit hole for an hour and a half. Like, oh, shit, I'm now behind schedule.
Yeah.
Like, the minute you leave here tonight, I have to go back to editing.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Like, I have two projects I have to do tonight.
I do not miss that life, I swear. Especially for me. Like, I hated – I really hated editing photos because I would sit and, like, stare at it for hours, you know, and then just be like, then like the way I was seeing the colors would just completely change. I'm like, I hate it. And like try to go back and I just like end up starting over and I would like never get it to the point. And then I like save it on my computer and then look at it on my phone and be like, ah! God damn, it looks so different. Editing's hard. It really is. It's so monotonous.
Depending on the project, yes.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff I do, I get to, like, it's almost like creative direction with it. So it's just like, oh, I can try to get a little wild with this and, like, do creative things. And
yeah,
those projects are fun. Porn's boring.
Yeah.
Porn's, like, super boring. And it's just like, oh, I'm color correcting. I'm cutting away from people cutting.
Yeah.
I'm adding some cross dissolves here and there when they're changing positions.
Yeah, so literally.
It's not awkwardly fucking people trying to roll over into a new position.
Yeah, it's just like the same thing. Same but different over and over. I will say like editing my TikToks and stuff are fun because I have a vision of what I want them to be. And then it's like a puzzle, right? Yeah, like I get to go through and make, okay. Like, yeah. But no, porn, no. I used to love editing my porn. I'm like,
yeah, like it's a chore at times.
It's a chore.
Honestly, it's just like, cool. Wow, you shot this like shit. Now I gotta fucking punch it in. I gotta add camera movement.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be like, I'm actually irritated at looking at porn at times.
Well, that's what, you know. Be careful doing things that you love for work, because they say it can make you sometimes get irritated with it.
Right? It's like the old saying of like, do what you love for work and you'll never work a day in your life is a lie.
Yeah, and then you'll end up like, be like, oh, I'm burnt out from what I love. I have too much of it in my life now. It used to be a hobby. Now it's a chore.
Yeah, thankfully, I still really enjoy doing this.
Yeah.
Sometimes editing it is like, but the actual podcasting part I still enjoy.
Yeah.
Because it's one of the things I love this medium, because it's one of those things like, how often do you actually get to sit down with someone and bullshit and like neither one of you are looking at your phone?
Yeah.
You actually have to have a real conversation with someone and actually be engaged in the conversation.
Yeah, it's not often.
Right. And I'm old enough, and I'm like, I remember when we used to do this on the regular.
Back in the good old days.
Used to hang out in coffee houses and chain smoke cigarettes and just hang out. Not a phone in fucking sight.
Yeah.
There's no proof of any of the shenanigans from those days.
I know. God, I miss those days myself. I'm like, even though I'm warped into my phone because I have to be, but it's like so much. If I didn't have this brand and have to be part of this, I would not be a phone person. It's quite toxic. I don't know how some people do it too. You know, there's like I do get back to a good amount of people, but I'm not able to communicate with everyone that messages me. And there's like some people that like, they're on Instagram all day. I'm like, do you guys not have a life or a job or anything? Like,
that is their job.
Like, not some of them though. I'm like, what are you doing with your life? What is this like glue on my hand right here?
They're just feeding the dopamine of like, oh, I get responses. I get likes.
Yeah. Literally. This world. It's crazy. Instagram is more important than a job resume these days, literally. Like,
in entertainment, yeah.
Or and just in anything. Like, people, like, I feel like people would rather see your Instagram than even, like, care to look at. You know, they, like, want to see, like, how cool you are, who you know. Like, oh, is this, can I, oh. Even, like, it was funny, even when I had I wouldn't consider my amount of followers just, like, huge. Like, I'm at, like, almost 200K on Instagram after being deleted and
stuff. That's still pretty fucking big.
Yeah, but, like, even when I was at, like 15 or 20, like I remember like being out in LA and like people like, let me follow you on Instagram, and they like see it and like literally their whole demeanor would change. Like they'd be like, you know, and like suddenly you're like, look at you like you're like someone of value, and it's just like, I'm like, oh, you fake ass motherfuckers, I've been so fake.
Well, so I saw my friends in LA like who are working like mainstream, when people ask them what they do, just will not. I've had a friend be like, I won't tell you.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not letting you try to ladder climb for me, motherfucker.
Yeah, literally. Oh, that's like, for me, I'm like, I'd rather know if a person has pets and like what their relationship is like is with animals than I care what they do to make money, unless they like are super passionate about it and want to share it, you know. But like, I'm like, I've never understood why we define ourselves so hard by this is what we do to survive when we're all like trapped in this existence where we have to work to survive, you know. Like, no one chose this life. We're all doing it. Like,
so. Well, in theory, if you're entertainment, you chose to work in entertainment.
No, but I just mean in general, like you got to pick something. We didn't choose to like decide that we have to work in order to be on this planet, right? So I'm like, we all have to come up with a way to make money. So why is it so important what people decide, you know, or like what people land? Like not everyone, but the way that it's treated, like people almost, I don't know, like your job like equates to what kind of person you are. Like,
well,
are you a cool, good person? Are you like, you know, like someone
Well, because there's like, so there's some implied social value, especially with entertainment, yeah. Because so much of entertainment, like in theory, there are a lot of people vying for these jobs.
Yeah.
And if you're successful, that means someone else who's potentially cool signed off on you being a cool kid and let you in.
Yeah.
In theory, especially if you're in mainstream, like, if you're on a movie set, that means a casting director, an agent, a director, producers all signed off on you being cool enough to get that fucking part.
Yeah.
So when you're like, oh, I have 6-figure fucking followers, oh, a lot of people have signed off on you being cool.
Yeah.
Even if you are a horrible fucking person.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying, like, that's the, like, weird social, like, because if you're like, I'm the most successful plumber in Omaha, Nebraska, like, cool.
Well, yeah.
People need plumbers. people don't necessarily need another fucking actress, like, or another fucking actor. It's just,
yeah,
there's so many people competing for the jobs. Like, if you've got the job, it's someone like just signing off on you.
Yeah.
Versus like, if you're a good plumber, like, oh shit, well, my toilets fucking work. Cool. And there should be more prestige on like the blue collar jobs. Like, cause I don't know about you, if it wasn't for construction workers and plumbers, we'd all be living in tents on Skid Row too.
Yeah, literally. I don't know. I just feel bad that people like feel ashamed to say their job, you know, in certain times, or like even like feel where it's a weird pressure.
But it depends on the job, because yeah. The problem is there are some jobs that, like, I understand why you'd feel societally like a little ashamed about it. Like, oh, hey, you work fast food. Fast food, like, that's a hard job. That is, like, yeah. I'm not discounting how difficult and how shitty that job is.
Yeah.
But society says anyone who with a pulse and shows up to work can do that job.
Yeah.
Not everyone can be successful in entertainment. And I'm not saying people that work in entertainment are any better human beings than you or are working harder than you. I'm just saying society says.
Yeah.
Not everyone can do job A or like being a doctor or a lawyer. It's like, oh, this is, it requires an advanced degree and presumably a level of intellect to be able to do. I met some dumb lawyers.
I know. I met a lot of people where I'm like, how are you successful and like a rich millionaire? Like, I just don't understand.
Well, a lot of times it's inherited wealth.
Yeah. Even though they try to pretend like it's not.
Right.
I built my fortune. Did you?
Right. Did you?
Yeah.
I mean, you might.
Investing your parents' money is not building your fortune. Sorry.
Like, it's like, oh, Jeff Bezos built Amazon from the ground up. No, he got a six-figure loan from his parents. My parents have never been in a position to loan me six figures. Hell, they've never been in a position to loan me five figures.
Literally.
So, yeah, if someone was in a position to loan me six figures for something, I'd probably be doing better than I am right now.
Yeah, right? Could definitely turn it into something.
Right. In theory, I would be able to turn it into something. Or in, you know, multiple failures at least.
Yeah.
I get why people, as getting back to the original point, it's like, I get why people are potentially ashamed of, like, doing what society deems as a menial job. It's weird because it's like, oh, you're a bartender? That's cool. But you're a waiter.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Yeah, right? Literally, it's just, like, the different position. Or, like, even, like a busboy, right, where you're, like, splitting, if you're in a situation where you're, like, splitting tips with, like, servers and bartender or something, but, like, still, like, busboy, they're, like, ugh, bartender, yeah. Cool.
Right, like far back.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
Like that motherfucker couldn't do his job if I wasn't here.
Yeah, literally. Like the bar back holds it down and a lot of times hops in with the bartenders and helps, you know.
Like, well, it's wild though, like the difference between someone looking at a line cook versus a chef.
Yeah.
Like without the line cooks, this shit still ain't getting made.
Yeah.
The chef may be the artiste in the situation.
Yeah.
But without the line cooks and the sous chefs and all the other people in the, well, I don't think anyone really looks down on sous chef so much, but like the line cooks, the shit doesn't get made.
Yes, that's true.
You're like, oh, I'm a chef. Like, oh shit.
Yeah.
I'm a line cook at your local Chili's.
Yeah.
Like Chili's wouldn't be in business if motherfuckers weren't eating there.
Amen. Amen to that.
Reminds me, I need to go eat a Red Lobster before that motherfucker goes out of business.
Are they going out of business?
I'm assuming like most of the like fast casual places are like going down the toilet in one degree or another because
yeah,
people aren't eating at them as often.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, a lot of them are super fucked by the pandemic because it's like, do you really want delivered Red Lobster?
Yeah. Especially just like with delivery in general, like how much all the restaurants lost doing delivery because like all the Postmates refunds, they have to pay out of pocket, right? So like at the end of the month, they get hit with their bill that's like thousands of dollars of chargebacks, which like to me is so – okay, so like Postmates – and I've never lied about a chargeback, but I will get my money back when they fuck up, to be honest. But they – maybe like half a year ago or something, they started requiring if there is a mistake, you add a photo – with it, which I'm like, it's so stupid. Like, if someone is wanting to lie, they literally just hide the item that they say didn't come. Like, they're like, it's not here. They take a picture of nothing, right? And they're like,
well, you got to remember, the average American ain't that smart.
Sneaky hustlers are smart.
Right, right.
Conniving people are smart.
Right. But people are just like, oh, I can just take it, you know, I can just report it and they'll give me the money.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I got to add a photo. Not everyone's that smart.
Yeah, I guess so.
Just look at it this way. If you think you're of an average intelligence, there's 50% of people that are dumber than you.
Oh, I know I'm above average because my IQ was tested.
Well, I'm just saying, if you think you're of average, half of people are dumber than you. If you're above average, it's even more.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, I think I'm above average intelligence. I do some dumb shit in day sometimes. Like,
well, I do too, you know.
I mean, you're here. No follow up on that.
No, I don't know.
But at the end of the day, like, it's the delivery company's Uber Eats and all that shit is completely fucked, because at the end of the day, like, when the driver has no loyalty to the restaurant, the driver has no loyalty to the company. So they don't really give a fuck.
No, they don't.
About your fucking food. And when they fuck something up, the restaurant suffers for it.
Yeah. Dude, get this, by the way. Yeah. And this poor situation, I'm sure the restaurant is suffering from this, unfortunately, but I had to report this. So one morning I order myself breakfast and I go down, and or like, I'm in the shower when I order breakfast and I get out and the guy had called me like 4 or 5 times and I text him, I'm like, hey, sorry, I'm in the shower. And he's like, there's no parking, which it gets really annoying to me because I'm like, for one, if you're a Postmates driver and you don't know how to put your fucking hazards on and like navigate downtown, don't do your work in this area. Go to an area that you can drive in. Like, don't fucking find yourself in downtown postmating, you know? And so he's like, there's no parking. I'm like, okay, well, you need to wait. I just got out of the shower. It's going to be a minute. And I was like, maybe you can just quickly run it to my doorman and leave it with him, so at least you don't have to wait on me because I'm like getting dressed. And he's like, oh, I tried to go in there and your doorman said I couldn't leave it here. And so I finally make my way down and I go out and I'm like, my God. And it's my favorite one. I'm like, did you tell him that he couldn't leave his food? He's like, no one came in here. And I was like, okay, just making sure this guy's lying, even though I already knew when I saw him that he was. And so I go up and he like passes me my food bag and then he's like handing me my smoothie. I'm like, oh, by the way, I know that you lied about trying to leave my food. And he's like, fuck you, bitch, and throws my smoothie at me. And so I was livid. I was like, and then he just sped off, and like the photo he took of him delivering the order was like him at the corner, like driving off. And so I called and complained, and they reimbursed my whole thing. But you know, unfortunately, the restaurant probably has to deal with that because of this driver. Dude, fuck that guy.
Oh yeah, absolutely, fuck that guy. And like, why if you're being paid by the delivery, would you not just leave it with the doorman?
Well, and especially like when like it's taking me like 15, you know, it's taking a minute for, I would just like want to get out of there and go continue working.
Right.
You know? Like go make my money, like not sit there forever waiting on this girl to come down. Like just bring it to the door. Like just literally pull over for a second, run it inside and run back to your car. Like everyone does. That's the LA downtown way.
Right.
And if you are scared, then go Postmates and like Culver City, where there's lots of parking, you know? Like, don't go to downtown, you know? I just don't get it.
Like, I don't get it. I don't fucking get it. Like, you're literally costing yourself money, bro.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure you, even after the refund, you're like, I'm adjusting the tip to nothing.
Well, for sure. For sure. And I definitely try to get him fired. I'm like, I'm sorry, but he should not be. The fact that he literally, I call him out over being a liar and like, yeah, you lied and I'm going to call you out. And I did nothing wrong for calling you out, you know? And like the fact that your normal response is to throw my smoothie at me and like cuss me out. Like you should not be driving. Like you need a job where you have no interaction with people.
Well, and that's the problem.
Your normal response.
That's the problem with all the app jobs is no one's there to gauge if you should actually be interacting with the public.
Yeah. And even Postmates/Uber was, they were like, we will look into, or suspending his account. We're going to look into it. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yeah, I bet you are. Okay. And they're like, yeah, okay. Keep on driving. We need you to drop off the rest of those orders.
The likelihood of that happening is
Yeah.
Slim to fucking none.
Yeah. I feel like the only way you'd ever actually, like, you'd, like, take it to, which I would not over that situation, but if something, like, went to court, obviously a driver would get fired if it was, like, a sexual or something. You
yeah,
know?
But the problem is then they could just go drive for DoorDash.
Yeah, exactly.
No one's checking your references. There's no resume. Yeah. No one's interviewing you. I've driven for fucking Uber. It's like, do you have a pulse, a driver's license in the car? Have at. No one's giving you a road test. No one's like, hey, should you be interacting with the public?
Yeah.
Should you be interacting with the drunk public?
Yeah.
Literally. No one's gauging that. That's what the star rating's bullshit because it's just like, it's completely arbitrary.
Yeah, that guy had a perfect star rating. Like, I'm like, there's no way this guy has a perfect star rating. For one, out of the laziness of him not wanting to bring the order up, that always makes me so mad. I'm like, because in reality, if I'm going to take 10 minutes to get in my long-ass elevator and, like, go, I'm just going to walk down the street and go buy food for half the price. Like, I'm already mostly there once I get down to the driver. I'm like, I'm paying this outrageous amount, so I do not have to be seen by anyone. And it comes to my door, and I can eat in my house like a hermit crab, you know?
Like, I'm right there with you. Oh, believe me, one of the fucking Thai places in the area, like, during the pandemic, especially when, like, I'm definitely doing no contact delivery.
Yeah. Oh, I loved that, though. That was great because it forced them to bring it to the door.
Oh, motherfucker's like, I can't find parking. You're going to have to come downstairs to get it. I'm like, then you're not.
Like, I have COVID.
I'm like, I'm not doing that. Like, this is, like, the height of the pandemic. I'm like, I'm not doing that. You're bringing the shit to my fucking door.
Yeah.
Or you're fucking taking it back. And, like, they took it back. I'm like, all right. I'm just not ordering for you assholes then.
Yeah. It's so crazy.
Like, the fuck?
Yeah, people, you know.
What pissed me off about that one is, like, I don't live on a major thoroughfare.
Yeah.
And it was, like, 11 o'clock at night. Like, I can't find parking. It's double park.
Yeah, it's double park. Like, that's, like, double parking is a thing. People do it. Like,
well, either way, like, because my building has an underground garage, if you pull into the driveway of the underground garage, as long as you're not blocking the sidewalk, they legally can't even ticket you because it's private property.
Oh, interesting. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Parking enforcement cannot ticket you on private property.
That is good to know. A little hack for parking. Because there's some areas where I'm like, ugh, I don't know if I should double park here. But most of LA, you can double park in.
But, yeah, the private property owner could definitely have you towed.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I wouldn't do it for a long time, but just for, like, a temporary.
Yeah. If you're,
or even for me to tell the drivers, like, listen, this is it. Like, cannot be ticketed.
Yeah. Like, and that's why I just want, like, just pull into the driveway on the fucking garage for long enough to run my shit upstairs. You cannot be ticketed. Not like parking enforcement's coming through this residential neighborhood at 11 o'clock at night. Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah.
But you cannot be legally ticketed.
Cool.
And no, you're going to have to come down. I'm like, the fuck I am.
No, I've literally come up, like, I've been, like, I'm having explosive diarrhea. Like, I've been, like, I just broke both my legs. Like, I don't often lie, but when I do, I, like, use this as a caption. Like, what I do is some Postmates drivers. And I'm like, I will come up with any excuse. But, like, sometimes I do, like, in the morning, I'm like, ugh, okay, because it is craziness. Like, I was like, okay, like, I'll go get the food. But I should have just lied to him and made him come up. He probably would have just driven away with the food.
Oh, I often, like, I got a young kid I can't leave alone in the apartment.
Yeah, yeah. You got to just, like, you got to force them. You got to manhandle, strong arm these guys.
Like, no, motherfucker, you're going to come upstairs.
Yeah, like, you're going to bring me my food.
I am paying a ridiculous amount for this shit.
Yeah, especially when there's the option to leave at door. Like, if there wasn't the option, it'd be one thing. I'm like, no, motherfucker, that's a fucking feature. Like, you are bringing that shit to me.
Like, I do not want to actually interact with you. Please leave it at the door.
Right, well, especially me. Like, I, for one, I have, like, a whole different alias that I use for all of my accounts. If I do ever have to go face to face with someone, because just in case, you never know what weirdo is on the other end and, like, what having your name, what they could do with that information and where you live, you know? And, but I try to avoid just in general being like even my name that I use an ambiguous name that you can't tell is male or female, because I feel like just seeing a female's name gets, like, creeper guys excited, where I'm like, I just don't even want you to fucking see who's getting this food. This is my food. You don't need to know anything else about it. Okay. Except for what address to drop it off at and where my front door is.
Fair. That's fair. That's absolutely fair.
Yeah, because like I don't know. You never be like stalked by a crazy person. They like come back around later. You never know. Even like this guy delivered a table for me from the Hoarder store, and like we exchanged phone numbers because we took separate cars, and he's like randomly over the last few months just like texted me, and it's always been like from midnight to 2 a.m, just been like, hi, I have a question for you. And then like, I'd be like, what? And then he wouldn't respond. And then the other night I'm hanging out with my friends and I get like a text and he's like, Tadas is my birthday. And he's like, today I've been thinking a lot about you. And he's like, is that okay with you? I would like to call you. And then he like sends me in like this selfie of him lying in bed and just like shirtless. And I'm just like, yeah, that is a problem. Like, please. I was like, please stop texting me. You're making me uncomfortable. Like, this is not okay. We had a professional relationship. And I don't know what part of our exchange of you being paid to drop a table off. Like, you thought that I like wanted to receive sexy selfies from you at 2 a.m. or like,
are they at least actually sexy?
No. When I'm sure he thought they were. Like, why else was he sending them?
Because he's drunk.
I don't know. I'm like,
that's not a sober move.
No. And I want to like go. I'm like, ugh. And it sucks because I love that store. And I actually like wanted to do help with that guy because he's moving locations and like wanted to go help him move and stuff in exchange for like cheaper a discount on some of the stuff I want. Because some of the stuff is expensive. I'm like, oh, come on, you're overcharging. But now I'm like, now I have to feel uncomfortable to even go there, you know, and see this guy. And I want to tell on him and be like, hey, you need to tell him to not be creepy to your female customers. That's weird, you know? Like, thankfully it's me and I'm very used to it and desensitized. I'm not going to make a big deal about it. But like, well, if some like regular, normal girl that doesn't suck dick for a living, you know? Like,
well, just because you suck dick for a living doesn't mean that that's okay.
I know, but still, I like imagine you could like, that could be a big deal. Like him in trouble from his store. I don't know. Like the wrong Karen makes a huge deal about it. And like, really,
I mean, I'm pretty sure you could probably call the cops on that. That's probably a crime.
No, I don't think it's a crime unless they act on it, right? But like him sending,
it's still probably harassment of some flavor.
I think you'd have to first state, like, I don't think you can even call the cops. I think because I at one point have been like harassed, and even then it was like just like restraining order status, which I'm like, you know, what does that even really do except for piss the other person off more?
What'd you have to get a restraining order for?
Oh, a crazy, crazy ex person that turned out to be, I don't even want to call him a boyfriend, but I guess he was, trying to be like
one of the strays you found?
Psycho narcissist, yeah. Which, you know, those are the best actors of them all. They are so, just like the classic, you know, amazing. And
they
so
love bomb you until,
yeah, mirror the shit out of you. And, you know, I'm a beautiful, amazing person. So when someone mirrors me, I'm like, wow, this person's great. And then they slowly start to reveal themselves. Yeah. And it just got to the, like a lot of text message threats. And then even like my neighbors seeing him do drive-bys of my place and stuff. Yeah. So I like changed my locks and just, I didn't end up doing anything because I was like, it's not, I don't think it's, I think it would make it worse to take that step. Like if it was like a secret that he didn't know that he was under a restraining order and he like came at me and I could like get him in trouble, then it would be a different thing. But the fact that they have to like let you know, then I'm like, let him know is probably like more throwing a match in a fire than.
I mean, in theory, it's supposed to be like, hey, there'll be problems if you come around, but.
But a problematic person, like.
Yeah, you're 100% correct. It's, yeah. Gas on the fire.
You just gotta, like, you just gotta, like, play the game and, like, slowly get away and just, like.
Till they latch onto someone else.
You
right?
Literally.
Like, do you have any girlfriends that you don't particularly like? Like, hey, you should meet my ex.
God, no, I would not put anyone through that. Not even my worst enemy. No, it wasn't that bad. It was pretty bad.
I mean, if it was bad enough that you're like, he's doing drive-bys, it's pretty fucking bad.
Yeah, it's so, and like, who fucking knows? Maybe he just happened to be in the area and wanted to just be a creep for a second. Like, who knows what his intentions were? Like, maybe he was like hoping to get a glimpse of me or just wondering if I was home or who fucking knows? Or like,
none of the intentions are good at that point.
You know, they were obviously good, but like, maybe they weren't like, maybe he never planned to do anything bad, but just that alone for me was like enough to be like, oh God, red flag.
I mean, nothing good is coming of that. Nothing.
No.
Oh, the best guy. Oh, I just wanted to see you one last time. Like, bro, I'm on the internet.
I missed you.
I missed you.
I figured that you'd really like it if I just surprised you with a little visit.
Hold on, say anything with the boombox?
Throwing rocks at my window.
In what world would that ever fucking work?
My God, so weird. It's so weird.
Thank you, Hollywood writers, for normalizing that shit in dudes' heads.
Yeah, right?
Because, like, that shit I don't think would ever fly ever. Like, in the history of mankind. Except when women were property.
Yeah, literally.
And then your father would chase him down and murder him.
Or be like, yes, this is the guy that we're forcing you to marry.
Right, exactly. Like,
we love him for you.
He's got two cows.
Yeah. He's going to be a doctor, okay?
But in modern society, like, half the fucking rom-com tropes and shit are creepy as fuck and just super fucked up. But some writer in Hollywood's like, that's romantic.
Yeah.
So it is imprinted into dudes' brains that like, oh, that's romantic. Movies told me so.
There's a lot of things that we are shown that are not true.
Oh, a lot.
Our industry being one of them. You can always tell when a guy has gotten all of his experience from just watching porn and not from like firsthand real learning, you know? The civilians, especially, I went through a phase where I was just like so sick of civilians because they would all just like secretly watch my porn behind my back and then like try to come in, you know, like we were like fucking on an evil angel set and not just having like normal people sex.
We're like no missionary.
It's so funny. I love missionary. It's actually like my favorite position. I'm like.
Missionary's fun.
Missionary's great. You get to stare into the person's eyes.
Stare into the person's eyes.
Feels good on the clit.
Like nothing. It's really fucking hot when your partner like wraps their legs around like they're in fucking MMA garden, not letting you go.
Yeah. Missionary's great. I love missionary. But
like, you know,
guys never want to hear that as the sexy position that girls like. They're like, oh.
Yeah, but you can go down like nibble on the neck a little. You can like.
Yeah.
You can, oh my God, kiss. Like.
Yeah.
There's things that can be done here besides just like, yeah, reverse cowgirl's hot, but it's not like it's a lot of effort from someone else.
I've never done reverse cowgirl in my real life, ever, I don't think. I'm trying to think. I'm like, maybe once or twice, I don't know, but not that I can recall.
I've definitely had some partners do it, but some of them were civilians and it wasn't like an open stance reverse cowgirl. It was, you know.
Yeah, like a real reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple of performers I hooked up with, like, opening up to a camera that wasn't there. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I went through that phase for a while where I, like, did not know how to have my normal, real, personal sex, where I was just, like, having porn sex so often that when I was having regular sex, I was opening up and performing, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing?
I called her on it. I'm like, what are you doing right now? There is no camera here. What are you doing? She's like, oh, sorry. Force of habit. I'm like, yeah, it's cool. I mean, like, I'm still having a good time. I can't imagine that's comfortable for you.
Right? Like, I'm like, what girl is like, I love fucking a reverse cowgirl. That's my favorite. Like
wide stance, like open to the camera reverse. I'm like, girl, no. Like, get down, grind on it. Like,
yeah.
We're going to handful of clit while you're over there. Like, you don't have to be like wide stance, full on bouncing here. Like,
yeah.
Get yours. Shit. What are you doing? Stop that.
Yeah, right.
Weird.
I know.
I know it's all muscle memory, but weird.
I know. It's like robotic. Are you even present in this moment? Or are you just like in a haze?
Are you just fucking me because this is what you think you should be doing right now?
Like, yeah.
That's not a good feeling. I don't feel good about that.
Right? I know. When I have sex in my personal life, I'm like, I like to just be like, I just like to do what I want and like be worshipped and just like use them to like make myself feel good and be as lazy as possible. I'm a lazy lover. No.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you were a fucking dentist, I'm not sure you'd want to be going in people's mouths like when you're off the clock.
Who knows?
I mean, I'm not a dentist. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, I couldn't tell you either.
But it's okay if you're just like, nah, I want this dude to do all the fucking work.
Yeah. Like, I want you to earn this. And then maybe if you make me feel good enough, I'll put in some work for you.
Well, I hope you're not just like full on dead fishing it.
No, I'm not. Honestly, I'm a good time. Even when I'm lazy, I'm still a good time. I'm an amazing fuck, to be honest. I always have been.
When did you realize that you're an amazing fuck?
Ever since I started fucking on the reg, which was pretty young. And then I also like would purposely research as a child. I remember like Google searching how to give good blowjobs. And also back when Cosmo like actually wrote about sex and it wasn't like this new version that it is now, they would put blowjob advice and stuff in there. And I would like get every single Cosmo and study it and like try out all these different tips. And like that's always been the thing. Guys have always told me like, wow, you can suck dick. And I'm like, oh, I know. But now I'm like fucking dick master, you know, like within seconds I can feel like somehow the feeling of it through my mouth like connects to my brain of like what kind of pleasure they like if they're like a prostate, like I just like tell by the way they respond to my tongue, I'm like, oh yeah, focus on this, or if they're like sensitive down there and like don't really like that, yeah, and like what parts they like, I don't know, I'm really fucking good, and sex too in general, but yeah, I'm like I'm a pleaser.
Just don't want to put a lot of work in. I get it.
No, it's not even that. I'm also greedy and gluttonous too. So like when I'm
there's nothing wrong with that.
Sex for pleasure. Now I'm like, this is for my pleasure. Like make me fucking come. I'm just gonna like sit here and like let you fuck my ass while I use my vibrator and enjoy this. And like,
do you ever get dudes that are weirded out by you breaking out the vibrator?
Not that they've like ever said anything. At least you know, I kind of just force them. They don't really have a choice. And I'm like, no, and there's like when I was younger, I'd be like, oh, no offense. It just like now I just like whip it out. I'm like, I don't care if you're offended. This is my orgasm, not yours. Like, keep fucking my ass.
Well, hopefully it'll be both of yours. Like,
no, yeah, they'll get to come too. They'll get to come too. I'm a good girl. I like come in my ass.
Cool. I hear stories about dudes like, oh God, she broke out a vibrator. Like, she's just getting hers. Like
you should be happy. Like the feeling on your cock is going to be so much better because she's going to orgasm so much harder and like clench you so much harder. Like it's a win-win. The only hard thing is that a lot of the positions are hard to fit the vibrator in between, even like my most compact one. But it's easier when they're in the ass because you have more room. But when they're putting the pussy, it's kind of hard. And then like sometimes I'll break it out and
do you ever get them to like break out the egg with the vibrating cock ring on it or the vibrating cock ring with like the egg on the base?
No, I've never. I actually have a toy that is like it's not vibrating, but it's like a cock ring with an attachment, but I've never used it. I forget that I have it whenever I have a cock around.
So I'm just reminding you of all these things, yeah. You got to do.
Yeah, I will add this on my list of things to try.
I have never used one of those in real life, but it's just like, in theory, this should be good.
Yeah. I guess you don't know until you know. I feel like if they were good, though, they'd be more popular, right? Everyone would be like,
But people have, like, hang-ups about breaking out toys in, like, regular, you know, boy-girl sex. Like,
Yeah. Dudes
get in their heads like, oh, what, I'm not good enough to please you? And then, like, the male ego is just so fucking fragile about that shit.
Yeah, some of them. But then some of them, like, all they care about is pleasing and they don't care and like how the woman gets pleasure. Like that's like one of my favorite type of men that.
Come on. Those are few and far between.
Not as few as you think, but yes, the majority I would say, but they're definitely like as a sex worker, I've been exposed to a lot more. I'm like, oh, okay. Yes.
But how many of them were civilians?
A decent amount. I've had some decent amount of civilian worshipers.
Good on you then.
Thank you.
I think you're in the minority there.
Yeah. Well, to me, I feel like I have a different exposure to civilians too, you know, because I had a whole life here before I started this industry where, again, like, as I mentioned earlier, how people live in the valley, like most people don't have that. So I have like all the already a civilian life here, you know, and so I definitely get exposed to more civilians when some people don't really ever Like, they kind of, like, get into porn and that's really it. Like, where do they meet other people? Like, they mostly just work and
hang. And then they have horrible interactions with the civilians they do meet.
Yeah, yeah. And
because there's someone else in entertainment who generally their ego can't handle what they do for a living.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, it's very hard for, I think, people to meet civilians. Or they do it in, like, ways, like, on, like, Tinder and stuff, which I've never even done. A few times I, like, downloaded it and attempted, and then I get, like, nervous and uncomfortable and, like, delete the app. Like, before I ever meet up with anyone, I'm like, I can't do this.
The apps are hell. Like, I'm on almost all the apps, and they're fucking hell. Like,
I can't imagine it.
It's like, oh, catfish. Someone just trying to hustle their OnlyFans, which I can't be mad at, but I'm mad at, like, you're presenting, like, you're trying to actually meet people.
Yeah.
And, like, because I'm blunt about it. Like, if I match with someone and, like, I see that they are immediately kind of linking to their OF and their other socials, because it's always without fail, like, oh, check me out on Instagram. And then, like, the Instagram's directing people OF. It's like, I just message people, like, yo, I'm not mad at the hustle, but are you actually trying to meet people, or are you just trying to hustle your own pets? And 9 times out of 10, I don't even get a response. I'm like, you fucking matched with me. Like,
yeah.
Like, this could be a professional relationship. I can always use more work.
Yeah.
I have references.
Yeah. Wow, I can't believe girls are, like, on Tinder. I'm surprised that they're even getting away with that, because there's been a few times, too, where I've been traveling and I made a Tinder account just to, like, find weed and stuff. And I, like, linked my Instagram that was, like, a little bit raunchier at the time. But, like, I immediately got, like, banned and shut down. Like, they didn't even...
Yeah, they think you're catfishing. Versus some girl who... her only sex work presence is her OnlyFans. And hell, I don't even know how legitimate it actually is. So it's like, and I don't know how often those accounts are getting shut down. I just know, like, that's a lot of people I match with. And it's just like,
yeah.
I appreciate the hustle. It's just, it's not going to be me.
Yeah.
It's not going to be me. And it's really annoying to waste my time like this.
Yeah. Why match?
Right,
people can see your account anyways, so, like, why trick them into matching?
Exactly. Like, or at least, you know, butter me up a little bit. Be like,
yeah, right, try.
Like, try to give me the sales pitch. Give me a hard sell here. Then again,
you're like, is this the kind of customer service you give on your OnlyFans? Because boo.
Then again, they can match with me and then look at my Insta and, like, oh, never mind.
Yeah.
They're like, oh. That is a lot of A-list porn stars. Oh, I mean, and my profile does say I'm an AVN nominee, which is true. So it's like, oh, never mind. This guy is not my mark.
Maybe.
I mean, I...
Scare him away.
Maybe.
Into this microphone.
It's okay. It would not be the first or last time that's going to happen.
I figured that much.
It could be him scaring away, or they just, like, this guy's not a mark. Because Lord knows, like, what these people that don't have... that are just in, like, OnlyFans sex work, that are just starting off, like, what kind of content they're actually putting out. Like, there are definitely OnlyFans creators out there that are essentially putting stuff that you could just post on Instagram on their OF.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I know all about this life.
I mean, you know more about it than I do.
I've done trips with I got invited to this experience in Jamaica, where it was, like, all just, like, Instagram OnlyFans girls, like, girls that have never done porn, and, like, some of them, like, don't even, like, show, like, their vaginas or anything, and, like, don't show their face, and they're, like, I was just, like, whoa, this is a whole different life. I'm, like, oh, how cute. You girls have never done a gangbang? Aww. Like,
girl, have you ever even seen a penis in person? Like, what's happening here?
Like, oh, you just suck on a realistic dildo? Cute.
Aww.
Like, And you make crazy amounts of money doing so.
It's like, Play School's my first porn set.
Yeah, literally. It's crazy. It's such a, this world is, everything changed with COVID.
It did. It absolutely did. Like, it's a weird marketplace because of COVID, like, you're now competing with, like, every hot bartender and.
Any hot person with social media these days or OnlyFans, like.
Aw, I just got called ugly on my own show. Aw.
Wait, you're not on OnlyFans?
I'm not.
I was going to go subscribe to you after this.
I have a Patreon, like a weird normal creator. You're more than welcome to subscribe to that.
God, I've already subscribed to enough Patreons and I get billed for every month that I subscribed to years ago.
You're my favorite kind of subscriber. Join us.
I know, right? Everyone's favorite kind of subscriber.
Hey, you'll at least get IMDb credits for mine. All of a sudden, like a year down the road, like, why do I have fucking 52 fucking And Now We Drink fucking credits? What the hell's happening here? All of a sudden, you're going to be best known for doing this show. I was only on there like twice. What the fuck?
It's my star highlight on IMDb or IMDb. I'm not saying it right.
Like best known for. And Now We Drink. Like, fuck? In all reality, like I probably should have started an OnlyFans at this point, like just for some of the other content, but
yeah.
I'm already
too late.
Well, it's true. Like, but I'm also like my dick's not on the internet and it's most likely going to stay that way.
Yeah.
It's like 10 plus years at this point of saying no. Like
yeah.
it's just like kind of set my ways. Like, why would I say yes now?
Yeah. Why not though?
That is a question I've milled around. It, you know, because when I got in, there was just studio work. There was like very few people were making custom content.
Yeah.
And I don't think I could be studio male talent. And I've never wanted to be studio male talent.
It's a hard job.
Right. It's a rough fucking job.
I would want to. It's a like real self-sacrificing position. Like,
yeah. Like any dude who has a real grasp of what the job is shouldn't want to do it. Like, I don't want to try to have sex while someone who looks like me stands over me with a boom.
Just like the amount of work your body, like I'm always so grateful that I am a female and I'm just a whole, you know, the amount of times I've been on a set where I've got other shit going on. And if I had to get my dick hard in that moment and not, you know, like it's one thing to have a smile on your face and pretend that you're not struggling, but like if your body has to work. Like, I can't even imagine. And, you know, when it's something mental, like even a Viagra, whatever you want to use, like may not work for you. And like, I've seen people like pop like multiple Viagras thinking if they just keep taking more, it'll settle. I'm like, nope, you got something going
on. Now you're
going
to go in the hospital.
Yeah. Now you're just turning red and dying on us. Like,
and I never wanted that job. And like my 10 plus years, I just never wanted to be talent. And like, I also had a like civilian job for I haven't had a civilian job in like 8 years, but for like the first 4 years I was around, I had a civilian job. So it was just like, oh, I doubly like, don't think I could do the job. Like I have an average dick. It's not like I have a porn cock lying around.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I don't think I could do the job. I don't really want to do the job. So I'm not going to try to do the job. And now it's been like so many years of just like, well, I'm not talent. So it's just never been like, I should do that. And like, I've had a couple girls be like, oh, I totally want to fuck you, but it's only for my OnlyFans. And it's just like, well, now I don't want to do it. Like, if you're interested in, like, spending some time with me and, like, actually having sex, that'd be cool. But, like, if you just want to use me as, like, content, like, nah, I'm cool.
It's funny because guys, like, always at first, I've had so many guys that they're like, yeah, come on, I want to be your OnlyFans guy. And then, like, when it actually happens, like, the camera, they're like, they don't want it. I'm like, you're the one that got me even wanting to do it with you in the first place. Like, I would have just shot with someone that does porn, and now suddenly you don't want to do it anymore. Now it's a problem. Like, okay, whatever.
Yeah, I have a feeling like if I ever get into another serious relationship with a performer, like maybe I'd stunt cock it, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe
stunt cock,
maybe. But it's not like, I don't know. I don't think my loads are all that impressive either. So it's just like, I really don't want to deal with the comment section of like, oh, this dude's shooting watery loads. Look at, you know.
Just don't look at the comments.
Oh, but I see on YouTube, I enjoy looking at the shit comments because it's just like, thank you for driving engagement for me.
Yeah. I like the funny shit comments, especially on like some of the stuff. Are you familiar with like trashy boners on Reddit? Mm-hmm. It's a thread of like, I mean, pretty self-explanatory, but a few of the different videos I've done, like my pee things have ended up on there trending a few times where like my friends have sent them to me like, hey, you're trending on here. And like, one of them is when I like at one point, so I was sober when I first started porn, but then like, during the pandemic at one point, like went to Puerto Rico and started drinking again. And so like, I like went through a phase where I was like drinking pretty heavily. And like my friend Aiden was driving me home and I'm like, take a video of me peeing out the window. And like, I like get into my cars and like I'm in the passenger seat and I like go down like this and like have like my butt hanging out the window on the highway. And I start pissing and it literally just like flies back into my face. Like it's like spraying at me, you know, because we're driving on the highway. And then like meanwhile, like my car is like an ashtray, like it's like a dirty mess. And just like the fucking comments on this video are to die for. Like they are roasting me like no other, but it's so funny. Like, of course they are.
Right.
You know, like of course.
You brought that on yourself.
Yeah. And I'm like, I posted that on the internet. Like I am like I actually still want to go and print them out and frame them. Like I think it'd be so funny to have them framed in like different frames around my house. It's just like the best, most epic ones, you know?
That is pretty rad. That would actually be pretty fucking rad.
Right? That'd be so funny. People are like, what is this? I'm like, oh, long story. Maybe I have like a visual art piece with like one of those like frames that plays images now, you know, and you just have the clip on repeat as like a centerpiece.
Yeah, just oh, that'd be amazing. Like as a like a visual art, like you have like the clip playing on repeat in the center and then like put some sound effects as like the comments pop up like with, as text bubbles around it.
It'd be so funny. You just like the squirt just going into your therapy.
I mean, yeah. If it was shot at a high enough frame rate, like do it in slow motion, just and there's just comments popping up around it.
It's so good. So many funny ones.
Oh my god, I see it now. Well, I kind of see it now, but
yeah, I love weird shit like that.
It's amazing.
It's amazing.
Like, there's art in this industry sometimes.
Yeah, there is.
Like, not everyone's just here to fuck all the time. Like, some people are trying to create art.
Yeah, some people. Some people are here to fuck, and that's okay, too.
Yeah, it is. As long as you're honest about it.
Yeah, just be honest.
Yeah, if you're just here like, oh, I'm here to do blah, 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 but you're really just here to fuck, just admit you're here to fuck.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. People understand, believe me, of anywhere, people understand if you're just here to fuck.
It's like, why not? Why not make money off of fucking? So funny that the amount of like my guy friends who've talked to me about like wanting to join, and I'm like, no, honey, good luck.
Do they want to be legit male talent?
Some of the, you know, they're like, I love sex. I'm really good sex. And like, it's one thing to be great at sex in your personal life. And I like, but this, I think it's something that you can't really explain to people until they just try, you know, because there's been many times that I've wanted to do something and people are like, no, you know, but I had to go touch the stove to know it's hot before. I was like, okay.
I don't know. As a dude, if you have an ounce of self-awareness.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. And there are some guys that pipe, like one of the last lovers I had, he was fucking amazing with one of the most amazing dicks. Like if he was comfortable with it, he would be and want to do it. He would be like a top guy, like for sure. But when we finally, even just like us alone with the camera, like was weird enough for him. And like a scenario, like I was like dressed up in a costume and like I don't know, like the scenario was weird for him. It was just everything was weird for him. I was like, oh, if you can't handle this, like you could never.
Yeah, but an ounce of self-awareness would be able to tell you that.
Well, but before he was like, I think I could do more, but he wasn't wanting to, but he was like, I could definitely do.
Well, yeah, every dude's ego tells them like,
yeah.
So they really understand the situation. Oh, I could do porn. I know how to fuck. Like, nah, man. Nah. Like I've had sex in semi-public situations that did not involve a camera crew, and I was definitely pushing rope for a little while there.
Yeah.
Like, definitely was like, oh, yeah, this is a little nerve-wracking, and, yep. Pushing a little rope here. I mean, eventually got the job done, but that poor
struggle.
Yeah, it was a struggle, and, you know, thankfully my partner was willing to help me out in the situation, but it was just like, yeah, there's a party going on around us, like... And, you know, a little bit, well, I was also probably a little drunker than I should have been.
Yeah.
But that, in theory, should have helped. It did not.
No.
So, yeah, like, that's why I've never wanted the fucking job, because I know.
It's hard work.
It's hard work, and literally, I'm just going to have an angry crew and director.
Yeah. And then I can't even imagine, like, the ego fail of that, like, what that would feel like to, like, not be cut out and realize it, and then, like, I just literally like tried to do porn and failed, you know, and it's online forever. And like,
ugh. Well, I don't think they're releasing your failure scene.
Oh, trust me, they do. And there's times I've, you know, editing is one hell of a job. And if done properly, I have seen scenes where a guy has been fucking soft pretty much the whole time, be like edited properly. And like that scene was like a top rated, like award with, like people were like, this scene is amazing. And I'm like, really? Because I know what that scene actually was. I'm like,
and he was rubbing against my inner thigh.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm glad you guys like this.
Well, because it is a performance.
At the end of the day.
It is, but no thanks.
Yeah.
No thank you.
No thank you. I have to pee again.
Well, we're actually going to wrap this motherfucker up.
Okay, well then I'll hold it for a second.
We're going to call last call. Where can they find you on the things?
Okay, so you can find me on Instagram at Adira Avor. On Twitter, it is twitter.com/AdiraLoreXXX. My OnlyFans, if you want to get more intimate with me, is Adira Lore as well. On both my pages, I have a link with my other links on it. If you want to send my cats any gifts from their wish list, they always appreciate it. Or my bunnies. There's a bunch of bunny stuff on there too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, come find me.
Come find her. Spend that money.
Spend it. Spend it. Subscribe. Look at this jacket I pimped out the other day. This girl's crying.
With the subscribe.
With money. And it says subscribe, and then it has a Pornhub sticker on the back. I cut the sticker. I like took the subscribe and cut it off. It was from the Pornhub thing. And then it says sex, drugs, and sushi.
Amazing. And as always, you can find me at Matt_Slayer on Twitter, Matt Slayer on Instagram, Matt F. Slayer on Facebook, twitch.tv/MattFNSlayer. You can find the Patreon with all the exclusive content, the back catalog of the video, the uncensored stuff when that happens at patreon.com/MattSlayer. You can find the podcast at And Now We Drink on Twitter and Now We Drink_ on Instagram. And until next week, drink up, motherfuckers.
Yeah, drink up, but responsibly.
Semi.